Ladies and gentlemen, a little while ago, I spoke about a positive change that we have made in the state this year. We have an opportunity to thank people. We don't always get that opportunity. I'd always like to do it directly to the people, but sometimes the people who we want
what
to
do you say?
Just,
yeah, what
person,
do you say? I got you, it's a brand new day.
But I would like to give you...
Ain't nothing gonna bring me down.
A gentleman who I've worked with now for coming up on a year on a lot of positive change, and a gentleman who has certainly been at the forefront of many of the things that I spoke about this morning, a gentleman who is genuinely working with us for the positive change and the improvement of the lives of blind people in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the policy director for Lieutenant Governor David Patterson, Mark Lynam.
Stay together like crazy, as long as you got me, baby, I got you. There's no stopping us now. And when it's time, as long as you got me, baby, I got you. There's no stopping us now. And when it's time.
I didn't recognize it either, so I said I didn't expect a musical interlude. That was very nice. And thank you, Carl. Thank you very much. I do want to say the Lieutenant Governor first extends his regrets that he was not able to join you here today. For those, I think everyone, I don't think it's any secret at this point, the Lieutenant Governor is legally blind, and the Lieutenant Governor has, by my working with him, I've been able to learn a lot about the obstacles and pitfalls and difficulties, but also I am so impressed by what he and others are able to do to overcome that and to make a success and make your lives successful. I also want to let you know that the Lieutenant Governor has the highest respect for your president right here. And it is because of, thank you. Carl, I will say, is about the most tireless and effective advocate I have ever come across. And the Lieutenant Governor shares those feelings. And I will say it is because of this man's diligence and persistence that we've been able to get some of the accomplishments that we can talk about here today. And so what I'm going to talk about are some things that Carl has already touched upon, so you'll bear with me as I go through it. But I think the first success that we should talk about and give credit to is the creation of the Executive Board and the Commission for the Blind. Just a little history on this. In the early days of the administration, when the administration was being formed, the Lieutenant Governor did talk to the governor and asked him if it would be possible if in the creation, in the budget, if we could put in one of those budget language bills a provision for the creation of an office for the blind. And the governor was more than happy to oblige, the lieutenant governor, on that point. So at that point is when I was meeting and I met Carl, and we talked about the proposal, and we were able to work with the governor's councils. We put some language together, put it in the bill, and my naivete, I will admit, I figured this was a slam dunk. I said, oh, wow, this is a great thing. Well, I had a quick education in the field, so I think you all know what came across next. Nonetheless, it was something that we were not ready to throw in the towel. We felt that while there might be some opposition, and we certainly heard it when the legislature got back to us and some of those budget hearings, we nonetheless decided to persevere and push through. And we looked for a compromise, and we, as you know, the compromise came out to, if we weren't going to create a complete new office for the blind, how about an advisory board, a board that could sit there and could perhaps make its input. And that's exactly what we did. As Carl said, as the budget was winding down in the final hours of the end of March, we had some late-night meetings. Carl was getting some messages, I think, at that time, as we were trying to make this thing a reality. We sat down with the Assembly and with the Senate and with those who had some concerns, and we were able to get the bill together. We were able to put it into the budget, and we have today, as you know, the Executive Board. So, and I think the other thing that we need to know and is that it was very important. The main point that we and the main provision that we did want to get in there is that the majority of the members of the board must be blind. And now this is important because for far too long decisions have been made on behalf of the blind without their input.
Amen.
So in this case, we're now going to bring the experiences of the people who are blind to be able to make positions for the people in this community. And I think that's an important provision. Now, as we stand now, the governor's appointments have been made. The governor has appointed co-chairs. I can inform you that we have Alan Morris, who is the CEO of the Jewish Guild, and Charles Richardson, who is a member of this organization. They will be the co-chairs of this commission. We hope to be meeting soon. Whether we get to meet before the end of the year depends on the logistics of meeting, and this is obviously November, December is maybe not the best time to try to meet, but we'll see if that's feasible. If not, we certainly will have that first meeting the beginning of the year, and the board can move on its way. But I make a few other accomplishments I'd like to talk about. Again, Carl has touched upon some of these. Through the Commission on the Blind and Visually Impaired, the state has provided funding for the Newsline service that your organization provides. That has been, I think, very effective and is expanding in its usership. And we are very pleased to be part of that and to help that move along. Also, earlier this month, the Lieutenant Governor Patterson announced with Mindy Bockstein, the chair of the Consumer Protection Board, and with the help of the commission, that the Consumer Protection Board will be the first state agency to provide consumer alerts, notices, and newsletters to Newsline. So now the visually impaired will be able to be notified immediately about consumer recalls and other issues, alerts, or other information dealing with credit card theft or other consumer credit issues. As Carl also pointed out, and the Lieutenant Governor is very proud of this too, we extended the law which requires publishers and manufacturers of college textbooks to make their books available electronically for students. Now, I will point out this law was originally introduced by the Lieutenant Governor back in 2003 when he was then Senator Patterson, and it's one of his proudest accomplishments of his legislative career. As you know, this will allow students with reading disabilities full access to the classroom materials via their personal computers. Since the bill first took effect, we estimate that there have been 1,000 requests for New York students for college electronic texts, and we expect that will just continue to grow as more and more are aware of this law. The other thing, a provision which Carl talked about, the law now, when I talked with the State Education Department about moving this law along and how do we can make it better, the suggestion was to create an advisory council that will be composed of representatives from the College Disability Student Support Services, the Education Department, publishers, and students with disabilities. And they will provide the necessary input to make this law even better and implement it in a way that we can find it to be even more effective. And as Carl said, I think there are probably some candidates in this room who might be good applicants for that position, and we're certainly willing to listen to those requests and make that another reality.
Yeah.
I expect to hear from Carl, and I've already talked to State Ed about it, and I told him I think we're going to be getting some names from this, so we're going to submit those names, and we'll hopefully make that board acting up soon as well. Then, of course, the other piece of legislation that we passed this year was the law that makes it a crime to interfere with harm or harass a service animal, which Carl talked about. I don't have to express to you the significance of this law. For those of you particularly who are guide dog owners, I know how valuable, not just as an economic issue that is for you, but these are your members of your family. And it's an attack on you and a member of your family when somebody attacks and harasses a guide dog. So as we approach the new year, I think we're optimistic that we can see the new board, the executive board, take effect. We see programs and services we see now we think can be improved. We have more input into the process. And additionally, I think we'll be looking at any other initiatives that come from the board and come from organizations such as your own so that we can make this New York State a better and stronger state. Thank you very much.
Stick around for some. So well.
Thank you, Mark. Mark and I spoke about some of the possible things that we're looking forward to, and I asked him for no commitments, but I think I got some. We've expressed some interest. We mentioned the Blind Patients Bill of Rights. We mentioned expanding the opportunities for our Randolph Shepherd folks in the state, expanding the business opportunities, and we also talked about securing a permanent funding base for Newsline. And if I'm not mistaken, these are things which are definitely worth pursuing and worth talking about without commitment, but worth talking about with the governor's office. Am I correct, Mark?
Yes, that is right. I have talked to Carl briefly about some of these proposals, and I cannot make any commitments at this point.
Nor am I asking.
No, nor are you too. But we're aware of these issues, and we're certainly looking into them and pursuing them. I have a conversation with the one of the directors of the Public Service Commission, and we're talking about the proposal that you have about funding Newsline through a source. I have not gotten any response yet on it, so I can't say, but it is something we're certainly going to look at. I think the extension of the Patient's Bill of Rights is something that seems very reasonable and something that we'd like to see if we can move that forward. Randolph Shepherd will look at that as well. So again, without making any commitments, you should know that these are items that are in our view, things that we're looking at and things that we certainly will be seeing if we can address in the coming year.
I appreciate that, sir. No, I am not taking questions from the audience. I do appreciate that. Mark, if you'll hang around 1 minute, I have a piece of business that I meant to transact yesterday. I need to put Mindy on for the consideration of a resolution. Members of the board of directors, would you pay attention to this, please? I'm going to ask for your vote on this resolution. Mindy.
Resolution 2007-101. Whereas Governor Eliot Spitzer has shown a genuine commitment to the advancement of blind people, which commitment he has demonstrated through 1, the selection of David Patterson, now the nation's first blind lieutenant governor, as his running mate, 2, the creation as a part of his fiscal year 2008 budget of a board of directors to oversee the New York State Commission of the Blind and Visually Handicapped, 3, the signing into law of the Service Animal Protection Act, increasing penalties for people who intentionally cause injury to guide dogs or other service animals, and 4, the signing of legislation reauthorizing availability of accessible textbooks to blind college and graduate students. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of New York State, Inc., in convention assembled this third day of November 2007 in the city of Albany, that we commend and express our gratitude to Governor Spitzer and his administration for their demonstrated commitment to expanding opportunities for and improving the conditions of blind New Yorkers. And be it further resolved that we look forward to a continued and productive working relationship with the Spitzer administration.
David Stayer. That was a misspeak. Mindy misspoke. It is. However, I've got a. It is. But could we allow for the little oversight in the resolution, because I don't want to print it again. Yeah, you're right. You're correct, David. You are technically correct. You are technically correct, and that was an oversight. Ray drafted the resolution. He should have been here to support it, but he's sick. But I just got a motion from Mike to. I got a motion and a second from the board to approve this resolution as coming from the board of directors. Members of the board, all in favor?
Aye.
Any members of the board opposed? I put the same question. Now, this is coming to this convention floor as a resolution being recommended from the board of directors. I put the same question to the convention. All in favor of this resolution?
Aye.
All opposed? None. Thank you. Resolution's passed. I have in my hand a copy of that resolution, which I am about to hand to Mark Leining right now. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming, Mark. It's good to have friends, folks. And Laura Herman.
I'd like to take this opportunity to compliment you on your excellent presidential report.
There it is. Thank you, ma'am.
I would like to claim, I think, senior privileges. There was one thing that I will not leave this convention until I have asked a big favor of all you young people, in whose hands the future and the past of our organization will be. On our climb upward, let us not forget to go back at the beginning, to revisit and review the laws that we have managed to pass until today. Do not rest on your laurels and think that they will not be tampered with. They may be. Keep an eye on the laws. Make sure that they are providing the services for which they were written. This is my message to you, and I hope that you will not only plan for the future, but protect the past. Thank you.
Amen, Laura. Thank you. Amen. Laura, I will be saying that until they shove dirt in my mouth and blow the last trumpet. Amen, Laura. Yeah, that's it.